certainly will. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the BEP. My name is Kim Irvin Tucker. I am the attorney for the Maine Lobstering Union, which represents members from Kittery to Cutler. And this is a, just to inject here, this has been unanimously voted by its general membership, several hundred lobstermen up and down the coast, as a primary focus of the mission of the Maine Lobstering Union to protect against, in part, this project specifically. They voted that in March of last year and re-voted again in this year. I also represent the Sierra Club of Maine, and you will notice that the Sierra Club of Maine and the lobstermen working together in unity on a project is unique, but it has been that way for more than a year. I also represent the Pemaquid Mussel Farm, which is a aquaculture facility that has been permitted by both the DMR and the Corps of Engineers, that is located on nautical charts for more than a decade. It has existed for more than 12 years. It supplies clean, fresh, high-quality mussels, and it is located just 5,000 feet from where the Corps of Engineers wishes to dump the dredge spoils. It filters more than 1 million gallons of water an hour in that area, and is in one of the cleanest areas of water in all of Penobscot Bay. That's why DMR selected that site for its location. I also represent a group of lobstermen who are Zone D lobstermen in the area, in addition to the Maine Lobstering Union. I have individual members who are not union members that I represent. I am also a resident of Islesboro, Maine, and my mother lives in Lincolnville, Maine. I'm a year-round resident. I have lived here year-round since 2005. My great times 10 grandmother was from Matinicus and was there prior to 1730. So my DNA goes long and deep in Penobscot. And also my great times 3 grandmother was from the Wabanaki Nation. So although I may not look it, I am Native American from this state. My people were here before most people could spell Penobscot. Yeah. With me today is Joel Pitcher, the organizer of the Maine Lobstering Union. And I do not have Becky Bartifix, the co-chair of Sierra Club of Maine, with me, because Becky was told yesterday that she would not be allowed to speak since she was represented by council. So Becky did not come from North Haven. She runs an organic farm. Sheep on North Haven is also the co-chair of the Sierra Club of Maine. I have with me also today Armandy McFadden, who I represent in the context of the Pemaquid Mussel Farm, because she is the leaseholder on that area. But she is also here individually representing the Whale's Tooth Pub, which is also impacted by this project. So I do not represent her in the Whale's Tooth Pub context. I have broken down, I submitted literally this notebook of paper that not all the members have seen with my letter on June 1st to the commissioner. I did not submit these because they are relevant to the merits of the dredging. All of these exhibits represent material that is relevant to your four criteria. And I'm going to summarize now how the materials in this book are related to the jurisdictional criteria. They are the factual and scientific basis for establishing the criteria. I'm going to pass out a copy to each of you of that chart. If you could pass it around, Joel, pass it around. This is the same chart that Islesboro has given you, but I think it's helpful. Oh, you have it, but it's in yellow. It's kind of prettier with the red and the blue, because it more clearly shows, I think, the areas. But to get to one of the points that Mr. Hinchman raised, this project has, let's stick to the application first. The application that was filed included four parts. One of those parts was the environmental assessment that was completed on April and issued on April 5th, 2013. It is, I believe, 196 pages long. I've read it many times. In addition to that, there was a suitability determination that was submitted. I think it was 16 or 19 pages. That is an updated 2015 suitability determination. And I want to come back to that point in a minute, because there is a stark difference between the suitability determination on the suitability of these sediment deposits that was submitted with the EA, which is before you, and the suitability of the sediment to be deposited according to the 2015 updated testing. And it's very important to get to the chair's point about what's in front of you on the point of the suitability of the sediment. That's not a merits issue, it is an issue on that goes to the environmental impact. Because the Corps itself has determined a different impact of this sediment and a requirement for a different method of disposal after the 2015 updated testing than they did based on the 2008 sediment testing, which goes to the issue of impacts. And then finally, they had their application. And in the application, the Corps makes the representation that they had consulted with several lobstermen and the MLA, Maine Lobstermen's Association, and that these lobstermen were in support of the submission that had been filed. And one of the issues that we've objected to is the failure of the department to update that.
Excuse me. Would you please address the four criteria?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to lecture, and maybe the other board members do, on what the merits of the application are. How those merits were determined by whom and whatever, because there's no rebuttal testimony being provided, and therefore there's no testimony for the board. So please address the four criteria, and that's what we're going to address today.
Well, I am trying to do that, but I will move on to this in a second, but I'm just saying there is erroneous information provided in the application.
We have no idea about that. We haven't seen the application. Therefore, would you please address the four criteria?
Yes, sir. In terms of your four criteria, the first criteria is, will this have an environmental or economic impact in more than one municipality, territory, or county? The Corps of Engineers has already admitted in public presentations on this issue that, and in the environmental assessment that is before you, that there will be at least a two-year period of time after they do the dredging and the disposal and the dumping where all benthic life forms will be smothered and all those things in the water column will be killed during this period. And that it will take 2 years for recovery and recolonization of that area. That means that the lobster industry in Waldo County, where all the dredging and the dumping are preferred to be done by the Corps, will be shut down for at least 2 years according to the EA. In subsequent meetings that the Corps has held with lobstermen, they said it would take 4 years. But we're talking about at least their acknowledged impacts on the environment and the economy of a four-year shutdown of the Maine Zone D Waldo County fishery. That's an economic impact in multiple municipalities. Zone D covers both Knox and Waldo County. The prevailing currents in the area of the disposal site that are readily available in the scientific evidence shows that and was submitted in a chart with the materials I've provided, show that the prevailing currents whip around the north end of Islesboro and go down.
Ooh, Jimi Hendrix. Hope so.
Oh, that's a nice place to think about.
Wow. Put my arms down for a second. My God.
But my
Hint. It's time to project.
That is really bad. She should be recusing herself on one or the other issue. She should not be allowed to do that.
Haven't the attorney represent both?
Yeah.
Of course, that's crooked.
That is so crooked. That's enough of that. I'm glad it came right out though, because I got it. It'll be all over Facebook. Statewide.
She's a little excitable there.
Yeah, she did get off the track though. Had to be brought back in. That's the sound that was going through my head when she started talking. What song?
The sound started going through her head as she started talking.
What sound? That sound was going through my head when she started to talk. The first one.
Hello? Perfect. All right, so Zone D comprises both Knox and Waldo County. Not all of Knox County is in Zone D. Zone C also has part of Knox County and Hancock County. Because of the prevailing currents, when this dredging occurs and after, any kind of resuspension of sediment, including Holter-Tem contamination of mercury, would be carried down the Eastern Bay and will impact both the fact of the lobster fishery, as well as the reputation for wholesomeness of all Penobscot Bay lobsters. This will have a significant impact on three counties and multiple, every municipality in and around Penobscot Bay. In Zone D in 2014, the amount of lobsters caught was over 24 million pounds. And the value at the dock was 92 million and change. That is represents a value in the economy four times. You take 3 to 5 times that number for the value in the economy. The Knox and Waldo catch, just the Knox and Waldo catch, represented roughly 29% of the total Maine catch of lobsters last year in 2014. And the value in the economy was between $391 million and $351 million. That's taking the value at the dock and multiplying it by 3 to 5. That's the formula recommended by the Maine Lobster Institute. In addition to those impacts, just if you took the loss of the Waldo County fishery, in 2014, $3.4 million was made at the dock for 866,000 pounds that were sold to dealers. These numbers do not include the direct sales by lobstermen to consumers, which on Islesboro, most of our lobstermen there direct sale. They do not go through a dealer. If you just take, these are DMR figures that are that I provided in the package to DEP and is in your package, but has been submitted to BEP, is not in your package. If you take just that $3.4 million catch last year, it was worth in the economy of the state of Maine $10.2 to $17 million. A 4-year loss of that, which has been acknowledged by the court, just of Waldo County's fishery, would be in excess of $40.8 and $68 million. The summary of those losses were Exhibit A to my letter to the DEP, which gives all of the landings and shows that there's been a 282% increase in the volume of landings in Waldo County just since 2008. And 2008 is a significant number because the Corps of Engineers stopped looking at data on the impacts of the lobster fishery or anything else in 2008. So the 2013 EA was based on 2008 and earlier data. So they have ignored that 282% increase and a 319% increase in the value at the dock. In addition, in the materials that I've submitted are a series of letters, not just from the towns around Islesboro that Mr. Hinchman referenced. He's already told you that there have been 9 towns that have asked for an EIS, plus Searsport asked for additional study. Even Searsport asked for that, and they've obviously strongly supported this operation. However, proponents of dredging, including the Corps of Engineers itself, have acknowledged that this has regional impacts well beyond the coast. When Bangor was selected by the Corps as the place to hold the pre-application meeting for this project.
Excuse me, back on the floor.
I'm sorry?
Back on the floor.
This is the 4-point. I'm reading exactly what the Corps of Engineers described the impact on other counties and the reach of this project. Bangor was selected as the location. This is a quote from Barbara Bloomeris. The Bangor location is centrally located, and the port of Searsport is a regional resource. In addition, the town of Milo submitted a letter in support of the Searsport dredge, stating, "Thank you for the opportunity to address the necessity of the Port of Searsport dredging project. The town of Milo is currently involved in a very large economic development project that requires both rail from Milo to the Port of Searsport and loading onto a cargo ship for export to Europe. The corporation involved has formally selected the Milo Business Park as the site for the plant, which will be a tremendous boon to our area economy. The ability to utilize the Port of Searsport harbor facilities in conjunction with the rail facilities was one of the deciding factors in this plant coming to Maine, and more specifically to Milo. Reestablishing and maintaining proper depth in the harbor is essential to this project, and failure to do so could block the actual construction of this plant." Obviously showing that this has a regional impact beyond just the Searsport area. Then the Commissioner of DOT, the non-federal partner on this project, in responding to legislators complaining about the choice of the Bangor site, said, "The Port of Searsport is a vital economic connection between central and northern Maine and the global economy. Searsport serves the bulk of Maine's wood basket, providing good-paying jobs to Mainers and exporting wood and other products to Europe and importing fuel, salt, etc. The Port of Searsport services a major rail line for central and northern Maine. This energy-efficient rail hose requires a well-functioning port spigot." In addition to that, Piscataquis County Commission sent a letter explaining that the Port of Searsport is vital to the economy of Piscataquis County on March 18, 2014. And then the City of Bangor issued a resolve on February 24, 2014, "Whereas the Port of Searsport is a key economic asset for not just the coast of Maine, but inland areas like Bangor as well. Having a strong and thriving port nearby is crucial to the City of Bangor's own economic development in the coming years. And now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Bangor that the City Council hereby pledges its support for the Searsport Dredging and Harbor Improvement Plan and affirms the City's commitment to economic development through trade and regional collaboration with our neighboring communities in Maine."
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
If you do not represent these individuals, we cannot cross-examine or ask them questions. Therefore, I'd appreciate you staying on track so that we can ask questions of those who are making comments. We have no idea whether they're out of context, what they're related to, or how they're presented. They're not anything that we have. There's nothing we can cross-examine people on. So please stay on the point with the people you represent and address their criteria.
With all due respect, Mr. Chairman, just for the record, to raise my objection, that is a resolution issued in the public record by the City of Bangor. It is available in the materials I filed. That's why I filed them with the board. It's a public document. I have filed the following things in addition. The National Marine Fisheries Service and the Corps of Engineers correspondence, which was submitted, demonstrates the essential fish habitat will be damaged or destroyed by expanding the Searsport Federal Navigation Project as proposed. In addition, I have filed three reports in the public record by Dr. Kevin Yeager, who is the federal court's expert in the Mallinckrodt-Ultracam mercury contamination. Dr. Yeager's reports prompted the Corps to do additional supplemental testing, which has been submitted to DEP and submitted to you all as part of this project. As a consequence, the Corps of Engineers has radically changed its assessment of the sediment here. In 2008, they deemed that all of the almost million cubic yards of dredge spoils were suitable for uncontained open ocean disposal. As a consequence of Dr. Yeager's reports in 2014, because he is the federal court's neutral expert on sediment in the Mallinckrodt-Ultracam 10-year Penobscot River mercury study, the Corps did additional testing earlier this year. When they did the additional testing earlier this year, they then determined that they were wrong. And that
I'm going to caution you one more time to testify for the people you represent. I don't want third party representation outside of them, because we have no ability to ask those people questions and respond. Therefore, please stay on the four criteria.
Mr. Chairman.
And a lot of the information you say is submitted has not been presented to this board. We chose not to open the record for testimony. We're only dealing with the criteria today.
This is submitted with the application. The suitability determination has now determined that most of the material, all of the upper layer, the entire upper foot, is unsuitable for uncontained open ocean disposal.
Point of order, Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yes.
She represents myself and 347 other lobsters.
I understand that, but she's testifying with the information provided by other parties, not by you. Therefore, I'm not going to open the record for testimony. I want the information specific to the four criteria.
Through the chair.
Okay.
Through the chair.
You may continue.
Through the chair.
You just stated to Attorney Tucker that nobody's here to ask questions of. My point was, you can ask me all of the questions you want after she's done presenting, because she represents me and
okay,
my membership.
Okay,
thank you.
The question I'll ask you is, what did the City of Bangor base its decision on? I don't think you can answer that question, because that's not testimony.
She doesn't represent the City of Bangor, she represents
Excuse me.
Please
continue.
The Corps of Engineers in this submission before this board is a determination that this material in the upper layer is unsuitable for uncontained disposal in open ocean context. That is a radical change, and they now propose, instead of dumping it into the three pockmarks, that they will dump the first layer in and then come back later and dump the remaining glacial till on top. That creates the potential for significant environmental impacts, because in the reports that I have submitted is the report of Dr. Joe Kelly. Dr. Joe Kelly was the head state geologist for the state of Maine. He has submitted a statement in the public record, which I provided to both DEP and DMR. He provided it himself to DMR, I provided it to DEP, which demonstrates that in 1990, these pockmarks were rejected by the state of Maine for use for this same project to dispose of dredge spoils, 375,000 cubic yards of dredge spoils. They were determined at that time that it was geologically unstable and unsafe, and since that time, the scientific evidence has demonstrated that because of the complex currents in the upper bay and on the western bay, that there is nothing that stays in the pockmarks that is deposited there. In addition, I have the Dawson report that was submitted by both IIT and myself, which talks about.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I'm not warning you again.
I was just going to suggest that you talk about which, for each item you mention, talk about which criteria the board is considering it supports.
I am on number one, and I am reading you the scientific and factual evidence that has been presented in support of the impact of the environment and economy of more than one municipality. So I will just read these off quickly. The PRMS reports that were submitted to the federal court in the 2008 versus the 2015 suitability determinations, which have been filed by the Corps. Item two, involves an activity not previously permitted or licensed in the state of Maine. Dr. Kelly's report makes clear that disposal of dredge spoils in the pockmarks of Western Penobscot Bay, which are formed from venting methane, has never been permitted in the state of Maine, was rejected for this specific project in the late 1990s, and has never been permitted any place in the world to his knowledge.
Is Dr. Keller in the room?
His statement is in the room.
Is he in the room?
I don't believe he got here today.
All right, please move on, because we have no way to cross-examine him, and that information is not in our record. Because we did not accept the application because there's no application before.
I have submitted this in the record. It has not been, and I was told yesterday in the material that I was provided that this is in your record. I was told that yesterday by Cynthia Bertacci. So it is in your record, with all due respect, Mr. Chairman. The NIMS core letters that were discussed by Mr. Hinchman and submitted by Mr. Hinchman and myself again show that this has never been permitted before because dredging in the area of the essential fish habitat, which is a trust resource of the NOAA, has never been permitted in the state before. There are areas that are adjacent to Sears Island between the dock area that have never been dredged in the history of the state of Maine. I have also submitted a summary that summarizes that in the record I've submitted. The water quality certification application itself states specifically that they have only anecdotal discussion, but no record in any of the records maintained back to the Civil War by the Corps of Engineers of any disposal taking place in the area proposed for disposal off of Penobscot Bay, off of Islesboro, that they have called for this purpose of this project, the Penobscot Bay disposal site. That Penobscot Bay disposal site moniker was invented for this project. It has never been an approved site for the disposal of dredge spoils in the history of the state of Maine. There has been no EPA approval for that. There has been no formal approval process for that. This would be a first to allow dredge spoils disposal in that area. Finally, the 2013 FSEA, also the feasibility study environmental assessment, acknowledges that. On the third criteria, is this likely to come under significant public scrutiny? It already has. We've talked about the letters before from all sides. The legislatures, the Zone D Lobster Council unanimously voted on June 8th, and the letter is submitted in the record opposing this dredge spoil proposal because of the significant damage it would do to all Zone D lobstermen. But there's no question that this is a significant public, if this project does not qualify as a project of statewide significance, meriting this board to exert its authority, I can't imagine whatever would be. This literally threatens the reputation for wholesomeness of the entire Maine lobster catch, because there's already been a 7 square mile area in the lower Penobscot River, Upper Bay, that just last year, since this project was proposed, was closed to all lobstering and crabbing because of Holtrachem mercury contamination. The Holtrachem experts for the federal court, in publicly available documents on the DEP website, have specifically found that dredging, the reason they have not recommended dredging as a mechanism for remediation of Holtrachem mercury, is because the resuspension would do more damage to the ecology of the Penobscot Bay and potentially could contaminate the entire Penobscot Bay food web. I did not come to that conclusion. That's the federal court's expert that has concluded that, and it is in the record. Finally, this is located in more than one municipality or territory in the county. Clearly the map that was passed out with the blue and the red show that, but in addition, The Corps of Engineers has reserved the right and contains in the application that they also, the preferred site is this so-called Penobscot Bay disposal site off of Islesboro, but they have as a backup plan disposing in the Rockland disposal site, which is actually in the town limits for North Haven and Vinyl Haven, although it's called the Rockland disposal site. It impacts Rockland, Rockport, Owl's Head, North Haven, Vinyl Haven, and the southern tip of Islesboro. None of those towns, and the route to go to that would go past Lincolnville and Camden. All of those towns should have been given notice of this, but the towns were given notice of this, of Stockton Springs, Searsport, Belfast, Northport, and Islesboro, because it was recognized all of those towns will be directly impacted by this project. And I can answer any questions anyone has.
We have questions from the board.